I'm here with Dana Aldiss, director of the Ingham Chapman Gallery, along with Aaron Burke, who is giving an artist talk this Thursday, October 19th from 6 till 7 in Calvin Hall here on the UNM Gallup campus, the exhibition in Ingham Chapman Gallery through November 3rd. This is an artist's exhibition from the perspective of a hunter.
Hi, my name is Dana Aldiss. I am currently faculty here at UNM Gallup. I teach drawing, painting, art practices, and intro to printmaking. But in my other life, I also run the Ingham Chapman Gallery here in Gurley Hall. And I am thrilled to have our new artist for the month of October, Aaron Berg. He is a classically trained artist. I love his subject matter. I was able to see part of this show last year at the gallery downtown Crashing Thunder, and I asked if he could come show his beautiful work here to benefit my students.
My name is Aaron Berg. I'm from Gallup, New Mexico. I got my undergrad degree in Bachelor of Arts from Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado, and I got my master's degree in painting, an MFA, from Laguna College of Art and Design in Laguna Beach, California. And I moved back in 2020 during the pandemic, and I am currently teaching high school art over at Hojo Academy. So I'm half Navajo and half German. Navajo side is my mother's side. She's from Crystal, New Mexico. And I don't know how to say the clans in Navajo, but I'm from the Salt clan, and that's her clan. And so her maiden name is Juanica. And so I have a lot of family ties back in Crystal, New Mexico, as well as Window Rock and in that area. As for this body of work, it's kind of interesting because my family, they are not hunters at all. I didn't grow up in a hunting family. We went fishing, but we never did any hunting of any sort. And so it wasn't until I met my wife, at the time my girlfriend, and her father was a hunter. He invited me to go with him, and the first time I got, a kill, if you will, was my deer. And that moment on, I had so many questions. There were so many unexpected experiences from that hunt. Beautiful, joyful, sad, regretful, and it just stuck with me. So naturally, that experience and all those questions I had kind of flowed into my artwork. I was naturally just started making artwork about hunting and that sort of thing. And this body of work, I would say, was probably, 8 years in the making, or the brainchild, if you will. It took about 8 years until I actually started making this show. And that was when I went to grad school in Laguna Beach. And so when I was there, I decided, you know what, I really just need to tackle this subject matter. I really need to tackle this idea, these conflicting questions I had, all that stuff going on. I was like, let's put it on the table, let's put it to the test, and let's get it out there. And so the artwork itself, what you'll see, is actually a bunch of animals that are dead, or dead animals, if you will. So it's a bunch of animals, but they're not fluffy and happy and living. They're all dead. Some, but with that being said, I'm trying to put the those beautiful sentiments into this artwork that I've made. So it's not just grotesque. It's not just visceral. There is this subtlety to it and this ambiguity to it that I think anyone can look at it, whether they're a hunter or a non-hunter. I think they can get something from it and glean something from my work. Hopefully something beautiful, but that's up to them.
Aaron, at any time as you've begun your artwork based on the theme of hunting, has it ever occurred to you that some of the earliest documented human or proto-human art came from hunters, like in the caves of Lascaux in France?
Yes, absolutely. So actually in my thesis, because this is my thesis body of work from grad school, there I put a quote in here, an epigraph, and it's a quote from many people who hunt know who this is, what I'm talking about. His name is Stephen Ranella. And I took one of his quotes for my epigraph, and it's beautiful. So I'll read it really quick. So this is Stephen Ranella speaking, and he says, After all, the earliest forms of representational art reflect hunters and prey. While the arts were making us spiritually viable, hunting did the heavy lifting of not only keeping us alive, but inspiring us. To abhor hunting is to hate the place from which you came, which is akin to hating yourself in some distant and abstract way. He's just stating that all of our earliest artwork reflects our prey, as is from hunters and gatherers. So, and yeah, that resonated with me.
How did your path toward artistic expression first begin in your life, do you think?
I was a little kid. I was going to school at Indian Hills Elementary School here in Gallup, and the way I started, I was just watching my siblings make art at home, and I had a friend who's actually a well-known tattoo artist in Albuquerque, Rudy Lopez, and I saw some of his artworks, and from that point on, I just wanted to draw every day and be as good as them, and from there, it turned into graffiti, a lot of graffiti. That's kind of what I ended up getting into, and street art, just something exciting, something that was cool at the time, regardless of how irresponsible and reckless it was. That's what I was into, and that was my first real foothold into art, was through graffiti. That's when I guess you can say, I found a love, and I start to identify as an artist. And not just as a hobby, but this is who I am and I see myself as.
The press release, the flyer, and the abstract for your exhibition is posted on kglp.org in our PSAs and events page. But if anyone is interested in seeing more of your work, aside from the Ingham Chapman Gallery exhibition, or seeing your writings, are there ways that the public can see those?
Yes, I do have a website that's not quite up to date. However, if you go onto my Instagram profile, which is a.c.berg, there you can see more of my recent artworks, as well as some family things and records that I put on there. My daughter, mostly. So, but I do put my artwork on there as well.
And Dana, if anyone wants to find out more information about Ingham Chapman Gallery, how would the public go about finding that?
UNM Gallup does have a Facebook presence, so you can look them up that way. You can also reach out through the UNM website, but the gallery is open Monday through Thursday, noon to 4, and Fridays 9 to 1. And we'd love to see you come in and check out the work. It's beautiful. And we have a young man, my gallery assistant, Trevor, is there to help you if you have any questions about the work. But again, reach out any way you'd like. We do check our social media, and we'd like to see you.
A reminder that Aaron Berg's Artist Talk will be this Thursday, October 19th from 6 till 7 in Calvin Hall here on the UNM Gallup campus. The exhibition in Ingham Chapman Gallery will go on through November 3rd.
I just want to share that it is a delight to have Aaron here showing his beautiful work. Even though I saw it before, it's always a treat. It is a wonderful experience for the public as well as our students to really see such high quality work and to understand that art isn't always about the prettiest things you see, but it's in the eye of the beholder. So what Aaron is doing is transforming or transcending something that can be considered grotesque or morbid into something beautiful and serene and also uplifting. So the power of art is really important, and it's important to see how this is translated to the public, and everyone is going to have a different reaction to it, but that's what good art does. It shakes people up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Dana. yeah, and I would love it if come on down to the show, and especially the Artist Talk, bring a friend, and it'll be a great conversation. And if you're there, I hope to meet with you personally, and we can walk in the gallery and look at the art together, and I can answer all of your questions, and hopefully build new friendships. And it should be a very lively night full of art.
The exhibition, The Harvest, featuring the artwork of Aaron Berg, is up through November 3rd in the Ingham Chapman Gallery, located in Gurley Hall. The artist talk will be this Thursday, the 19th, from 6 to 7 p.m. in Calvin Hall Auditorium. And we will be having a reception immediately after the talk back in Gurley Hall at the Ingham Chapman Gallery. So we look forward to seeing you there.
And again, the exhibition has actually been up since October 2nd.
We generally install the work and then have the show start without much fanfare. So the students can come in. Usually we will run in with Miss Wilson will come in with her students. So it's almost something we can show the students first, and then we get the artists a chance to warm up and have them come in and do their talk kind of midway so people can see it. And then if they haven't seen it, then they still have a couple weeks left.
Awesome. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.